get to it. This really is where the rubber meets the road on a Columbus Day 2019. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber. Cool, huh? Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, a few years ago, we were told the Great Lakes were drying up from global climate change disruption warming, but now the lakes are rising and rising and rising. Oh, you get it. Not drying up at all, but it's global warming that causes that, too. It explains everything. Number two, Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, but he's stepping down from a Chinese equity board. Now, why is that? If he did nothing wrong, why would he leave? Anyhow, number one, what are we all fighting for these days? What are we all fighting for these days? There's so much animosity and nastiness out there, like I experienced in Minneapolis here on Thursday. But what is it we're fighting for? I mean, it really begs the question. What are we fighting to protect? What are we fighting to deliver to our children and grandchildren? Well, I suggest we're fighting for everything. The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of expression, the freedom to have free markets and a free society. The ability to speak and to talk the way we want to and to express ourselves the way it was designed is what we're fighting. I think we're fighting for everything. I think everything is on the line. I think it's true in the culture wars that we're in the middle of right now. And make no mistake, it is a war between those that have traditional views of the world and those that want to have these hyper-secular views, fringe views, if you will. And remember, whatever you tolerate today, your children are likely to embrace tomorrow. And what kind of a future would that bring? I want you to think about that for a second. Nobody brought this point home better than did the Attorney General William Barr. Came across this last night, and I said, this is the most important thing you're going to hear this year. This is the most important thing you will hear this year, and I'm not overstating it. And I want you to hear it. We might play it a couple of times because I really want it to sink in for you. I want you to understand what is at stake in America today. What are we fighting for? What is it all about, really? So it's bite number seven with the Attorney General. And so if you ever wonder what it is we're fighting for or what it is we're trying to defend and what it is we believe in, let the Attorney General sum it up for you. It's bite number seven. Go.
Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives. But where is the progress? We are told we are living in a post-Christian era, but what has replaced the Judeo-Christian moral system? What is it that can fill the spiritual void in the hearts of the individual person? And what is the system of values that can sustain human social life? The fact is that no secular creed has emerged capable of performing the role of religion. This is not decay. This is organized destruction. Secularists and their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values.
An unrelenting assault on religion and traditional values, Judeo-Christian values, the foundation for which this country was built, the foundation that they are trying to undermine. And if they undermine that foundation, what happens? Does the country collapse, potentially? Does the country change fundamentally? They've already done that to great effect in many places. When Barack Obama said he was going to fundamentally transform America, he meant it, and he did it. You look around, you compare this country to where we were just 20 years ago. You compare this country to where we were in 2009, just 10 years ago. Compare and contrast where we are today to that. And then those on the left wonder why people vote for Donald Trump. It's because millions of Americans don't believe we're well served by communism or socialism, or secularism that has gone too far. Pretty simple, really. We believe in the traditional ideas of things like Christmas. Or some people believe in traditional marriage, obviously. And when all those things change, they don't like what they see. And when the churches are undermined, and you have people like Beto O'Rourke saying, you know what? if you don't accept the LGBTQ view of the world, you should lose your tax-exempt status. And don't think that's some fringe thing that won't continue on. It's now been said. It's in the public arena. Beto O'Rourke says it today, and it's an extreme thing. 5 years from now, maybe not. 10 years from now, it might be reality. That if you don't accept the LGBTQ view of the world, and I'm using that as an example, because there are other groups and ideals that are trying to press their way in and demanding equal status at the cost of somebody else. If you take away the standing of the churches and take away their tax-exempt status to demand an ideological change, then anything can happen. Anything can happen. If you don't understand that fundamental point, you're missing all of it. So what's at stake? Everything's at stake. Just like the Attorney General said, we are under attack here. The Judeo-Christian principles of this country are under attack every day. Freedom of speech. No, it's hate speech. We can't say that. You can't say that. You might offend somebody. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution is the absolute rock star of our Constitution. It is the envy of the world. People all over the world wish they had the freedoms enshrined in our Constitution. And let's be clear about something. The Constitution was written not to give rights to citizens, but to defend from the government from taking those rights, because they are God-given, inalienable rights. It was written to protect us against the overreach of government, which we see more and more every day, and accelerated it is. When you hear people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren saying, we're going to come in, we're going to take control of this, we're going to take control of this, that's exactly what we were supposed to not have happen in this country. I'm sorry, not really, if it offends you when I tell you the truth. If you're offended when I tell you the truth, go somewhere else. If you're offended by the way I practice my religion, go somewhere else. If you don't like the way I dress or the way I conduct myself, go somewhere else. Do not try to tell me how to conduct myself. Do not try to tell me how I should worship. Do not tell me how I should speak or how I should read or what I should read. It's not up to you. The rock star of the American Constitution is the First Amendment, backed up by the Second Amendment. And it really is up for grabs. There's a culture war at hand. You know it, and I know it. It is up for grabs. And every day, you can read headlines. Every day. California. New anti-gun legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom that is so extreme, the ACLU says it's too far. The anti-gun American Civil Liberties Union says it's too far. We'll get to that a little bit later. But the Attorney General Bill Barr is right. The Judeo-Christian values and principles and traditions that this country has been founded on under attack by the marshaled resources of the media, the entertainment industry, the politicians, the Democratic Party, all of it. Think about it. And do not lose sight of it. 14 after on Yes, I Say It, Columbus Day.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, Moving Michigan forward. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving.